Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez and I'm from the University of Arizona and I'm here with Ben Yang. Ben, how's it going today?
Well, you know, like it's pretty cold this morning and now it's like super hot, right? It's quite weird.
I love the desert, Sonoran Chihuahua Desert. That's what you get.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're happy to have you at the University of Arizona.
Thank you.
Tell me what you're doing.
Well, I'm currently working on a project which is testing a whole bunch of plants, how they're working in dryland ecological restoration.
Ooh.
And I'm going to testing how the soil microorganism, how the soil microorganism community is going to change during the restoration process. Our lab is actually quite different than a regular ecology lab or a microbiology lab. We're actually focusing more on the data analysis. First, extract the DNA from the soil sample.
Ooh, that'll be hard.
And we are going to using the, have you ever heard about the technique name called like PCR,
polymorphous
fragment reaction, something like that.
Oh, okay. Straight.
Yeah, we're going to look at a very specific part of their DNA. So that can tell like who you are,
where you're from. Okay.
Yeah. So we can compare different sites with different plants to see like if they're different, if they're not different, and they try to see where is this difference coming from.
So we know like the diversity of the plants. What role does the microbes play in restoration?
This question is actually very hard to study and very hard to really understand that. Because like microbial organism is something we cannot really see with our bare hand. And you can very easily to transplant a plant, but you cannot really transplant a microbial community. First of all the biogeochemical cycle, which is described how the chemical elements in the soil or in the air is going to change, mostly their journey. So like microbial community actually play a very important role in that. Either how fast they change and what product they're going to have, and how plants can absorb those elements. My understanding right now is that, so we had a quite fixed abiotic environment, and this is like a pyramid. The very fundamental is the abiotic environment, and on the top is our animals and the plants, right?
Yeah.
And in middle is actually our microbial, soil microbial
biome.
That's actually gonna shape the abiotic environment a little bit more smooth for the plants. In Tucson, sometimes it can be very cold, right? If I'm an animal, I have no clothes. And I just, Tucson normally is like 20 degrees Celsius, and now like 7 degrees Celsius in the morning, I'm going to freeze into death. But microbial community, they're just like a clothes on me. So they can help me to cope with those like very variable and harsh abiotic environment.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that symbiotic relationship between the microbes and the plants, right, can be very powerful and important to understand for restoration work. So you are doing some cutting edge stuff on a very important issue, right, of ecological restoration because of how necessary that is. I know you're going to be in the lab a lot because PCR, especially trying to extract DNA from soils. We know soils are always finicky, right? And those microbes are like, hey, I like my environment. And now you put me in the lab. I don't know how I'm going to do here.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you listen to music while you're in the lab?
Actually, not.
No?
I don't listen to music very often.
Oh, wow.
Well, because like I listen to music too often in my high school time. In my high school, I actually studying my high school quite far away from my hometown, like 4-hour drive long term.
Wow.
So like every time I drive back or drive forward, I'm going to listen to some music because like in a bus, you know, it's sometimes be noisy and listening to music can make you feel better. So here's the case, because the outside is noisy, so you have to raise the volume and that's hurts my ear a little bit. So now I don't wear headphones a lot. But now it's better, like, you know, trying to now have the high-speed chain. So it's actually going to short the time to like 1.5 hours, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hmm.
What was one of those songs that you just amped up to not hear the outside noise and to get home fast?
Trying to find like the most popular pop singer in China. So at that time, it's Jay Chou.
Okay.
Maybe he's still now. So I
no,
just download all
Chou.
His song and just listen to it again, 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 right?
Well, Ben, I am so happy and excited and honored that you came to Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you.
To complete your PhD program.
Hopefully.
And, you will finish. Don't you worry. Thanks so much, Ben.
Have a good day.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.